CliffCentral.com. I'm in love with your body.
When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. For you and me, you're thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. My bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And this is the Unview.
The Thin,
the Rich,
and the Fabulous.
So I've had some weird feelings, Al.
Oh, wow. What are the feelings?
I don't know. I've been spending a lot of time looking at Ryan Reynolds' Instagram page.
Why?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you.
What is it? You could be.
I've been noticing.
A Ryan Reynolds fan. You like his movies?
I could be, but...
Oh, no, my dear. That's one thing you know.
I have a bigger question.
What's the question? I'm dying to know. It's bated breath. Well, what is it?
I just wanted to know if maybe you would know.
I don't know. Well, hold on. Ooh. Shake. You see if you shake like I shake. Go, Diana. One, two, one, two. And this is the gayest show in the history of the world today, I tell you. Well, it really is, because on the show we've got Mr. Gay World SA. Well, it was held in SA, but Mr. Gay World, Jordan Bruno will be on the line. He's from Australia.
That's exciting.
So exciting. And then I've got to tell you guys what we've been waiting for. Bianca Del Rio is on the line, all the way from the United States, from Los Angeles. International insult comedian, drag artist. The whole of South Africa can't wait for him to get here. Can't wait. He is going to be sold out at Monte Cassino and in Cape Town. All in 40 minutes, all the meet and greets, like 100 tickets in each city was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the best in the world.
Super popular.
We'll chat to Eric Butter, who is the president and founder of the Mr. Gay World. We are going to do so many interesting things on this show. I want to just tell you about this exceptional, exceptional experience. I went to Mr. Gay World thinking this was going to be, what's the point of this? Men walking around, you know, what's the point of this?
Hmm.
It was the most one of the most incredible experiences of my life.
Wow.
I met 19 delegates or contestants from the most interesting places like Nepal and India, places where it's illegal. I mean, you know, it's... obviously, people like, we had Finland and Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Chile. We had Costa Rica, Mexico, the United States. You had people from, delegates from Japan, Philippines, from Spain and Portugal. It was the most phenomenal experience.
But isn't now coming out in those countries, well, not those specific countries, but some of the countries, quite dangerous or illegal?
It's illegal. It's illegal,
so how,
and it's dangerous.
How do they have a, you know, Mr. Gay Nepal, for example, where...
Because they do it. Because they're fighting for the rights of their people.
So it takes place, like, in some clandestine...
No,
room
I,
somewhere.
I think it might be underground slightly, but I mean, I can't even tell you the Indian delegation, because he came into third place, Mr. Gay India. are so proud because they love pageantry. They love the Miss Universe. They love the Miss India. They love the Mr. Bollywood. They love the Miss Bollywood. They love the Miss Worlds.
And they also love sequins.
And they love and they're the best at sequins.
They are the best at sequins.
But the national costumes for these people's countries made Miss Universe and Miss World look stupid.
Wow.
Stupid. It was held in...
Obviously, because it's gay. They're more fabulous than everyone else.
No, because the sequences are generally put onto those outfits by gay people. Yeah. That's why. But I will tell you something. It was an incredible experience, and I'm completely and utterly blown away by it. I also want to add to this experience that it is wonderful. It was held in Nizhna. The money raised went to the fires of Nizhna and to those communities that suffered. The town of Nizhna in the Western Cape embraced it brilliantly. The mayor was at every event. Sure. She was superb. The whole of tourism, Western Cape delegate, I can't even tell you, the people that were all there just to support this event. And I'm going to say something that's slightly controversial. Miss South Africa got so much coverage everywhere. And this international competition got very little coverage in South Africa. And I think we need to question that. I think the question is, why would an international beauty event, relevant event like Mr. Gay World, not get as at least a bit, well, at least they got 10% of the attention.
Is it the first one in South Africa?
No, second. The first one here was 10 years ago.
Okay.
And next year it goes to Hong Kong.
Maybe because they only do it once a decade.
No, it's every year in different countries. But that's what I'm saying. It comes to South Africa.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, there's lots to talk about that. But in the meantime, I've got to tell you, we have got someone so interesting. I know that we've got the laughs of Bianca Del Rio, and of course, if people follow this international superstar, you'll remember Bianca from incredible things. We've pre-recorded the interview, so we've got it there, it's really one of those great. You see, it's in the pink. I made it pink, so I just pre-recorded it 5 minutes ago. So just before we started the show, we spoke to the one and only Bianca Del Rio, all the way from the United States of America, and this is what she had to say. Welcome to the show, The Unview, with the one and only Alan Ford and Nathan Rowe. So, international insult comedian, and has to be one of the best drag artists in the world. On the line, all the way from the United States of America, the one and only Bianca Del Rio. Welcome to the show, Bianca.
Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, you're coming to South Africa. How do you feel?
I am very excited. I've never been to South Africa, and it's been one of the places I've been wanting to go, and it's always great when I can go for work because, I mean, it's even more fun for me. But I'm excited. I've never been, and I've heard wonderful things about it, so I'm looking forward to it.
So tell me something, my dear. You're an insult comedian. What do you love about doing that? What's the best part of it?
Well, the best part of it, I mean, let's be honest, is that I'm the biggest joke there is. I mean, I'm a man in a wig. By no means am I trying to be a real lady, but it's usually the packaging to get away with murder. You know, if I don't wear a wig, they say that I'm a hateful gay man, and then I wear a wig and they call me hysterical. So it really works to my advantage.
I mean, if you look at your life, it's so incredible. If you think about your career, started as a costume designer, you've won so many awards for costume design, and then all of a sudden you entered the RuPaul Drag Race, and your life changed.
Well, totally. I mean, truly, television is a very powerful thing, and I mean, I did Drag Race very late in life as well. I mean, a lot of the kids now are 20, 23, 25. I was 37, so it was also, I wanted to quit drag at 40, and I thought, well, let me just try this show and see what happens. Why not? And, I mean, it all turned out nice in the end, but I think what's great about it is that it's an amazing platform, and you've seen many queens. It's not even about winning the show, but a lot of the most favorite, loved, and fabulous queens didn't even win. You know, they were just themselves on the show. You look at Latrice, you look at Adore Delano, you look at Courtney Act, and they did really well, and it's really kind of changed all of our lives. So, there's no going back now. You know, I got to keep going.
Bianca, I've got to tell you something. We have, just this past weekend, had the Mr. Gay World in South Africa. It was an incredible pageant. Yeah. I was involved. At first, I actually was a bit skeptical when I went there. But I was surprised to see how the people like Nepal, places like India, places in Asia that are so represented, and people that are so proud to be gay in countries where it's illegal, where they can still get locked up. It's incredible to see how the gay movement has changed. And, of course, you're one of the leaders in this movement. Well, you are.
I don't know about being a leader, but I mean, I truly think, I mean, even from my life, from my perspective, is seeing, you know, gays on television. I mean, we're familiar with the fact that gays are responsible for every theatrical production and movies, but you never see them represented like they are now. And the fact that drag is in someone's living room on a weekly basis and they can't get enough of it is pretty amazing. I mean, I've been able to travel the world thanks to this television show. So it really has peaked and changed for a lot of people. I mean, of course, there's good and bad with everything, which means social media is kind of a nightmare when you hear everybody who watches three episodes of Drag Race thinks they're an expert. But other than that, I mean, overall, it's been pretty amazing to get to see. And I think in my lifetime, I didn't expect that to happen, much less for me this late in the game.
The wonderful thing, Bianca Del Rio, is that you said this so clearly and you said it so wisely that you can't believe that these programs are being picked up in the strangest places in the world. Like South Africa, for example.
Oh, completely. No, it's truly insane. And, I mean, also, I mean, for me to get to travel the world like this and extensively, I didn't think much of it. I mean, it's been, you know, all over the UK, Australia, been to I'm going to Spain along with South Africa, you know, to visit you guys. But it's insane to think that that many people are interested in what you're doing. I mean, you know, I used to work in a bar on a Monday night at 1 o'clock in the morning where there was no one there. So it is quite fascinating to see the global thirst for all of it, you know, and we all talk about it. I mean, especially all of my friends that I've made from the show, we're constantly in awe of people's reaction to it. And a majority, shockingly, of the audience is straight, which is really fabulous. And it's always a girl bringing her boyfriend. And, you know, the boyfriend gets a little nervous around me, but I always try to tell him I'm not recruiting. I'm not looking for new gay people. We're good.
Incredible to you. A few years ago, you released your independent film, Hurricane Bianca. A phenomenal success, and then you went on to do Hurricane Bianca from Russia with Hate. Again, incredible platforms that gay people didn't have 10, 15 years ago.
No, not at all, and I think that's also been one of the keys to me actually getting to work and be, you know, productive, is because I'm aware of that. You know, I mean, none of that existed before. And I knew that with this platform, whether you won a reality show or not, I knew that this was a chance to go out and just do everything I could possibly do. And, I mean, here is a film that my friend Matt Kugelman is the one who wrote it and came up with it. So, I mean, of course, it's not my personal film, but it's his. And to have those people around you, to have people that their dreams are coming through because of this great opportunity that I've had, is pretty amazing. So, I mean, the doors are open. I mean, I just did a book. I'm traveling the world. I mean, you just really can't complain. If I complained, I would totally sound like an asshole. But so, no, I mean, it's kind of unreal when you think about it.
I'm so proud to have you in South Africa, because on so many levels, with all these guys at Mr. Gay World, I said, listen, you're going to be on the show with Bianca Del Rio. And they were like, oh, my God, we love him. And we're talking about...
Let me ask you this. In South Africa, does everybody drink? Does everybody have a good time?
You know, we have a great time. We're so inclusive. I think because of South Africa's past and from where we've come from, so much separate development. South Africa's in the last 25 years, of course, brought forth by Nelson Mandela, has become a country that has the leading constitution when it comes to human rights, when it comes to gay rights, when it comes to gay marriage, when it comes to gay adoption. We're ahead of the pack.
Well, this might be my new home, because you see what's going on here in America. Oh, God. Well, I mean, today's biggest headline, aside from Roseanne's show being canceled, is that Kim Kardashian was talking about prison sentencing with President Trump at the White House. It doesn't get any better than this. I mean, this makes my life seem fucking normal. I mean, that's the craziness,
Bianca,
of what's going on
the
here.
Secret is, you don't need to insult. They're insulting themselves, these fools.
No, they're doing it themselves. I mean, you can't make this shit up. It's insane. So South Africa might be my new home.
Well, you're going to love it here. You're going to love Cape Town. You're going to love Johannesburg. We cannot wait to have you here. RuPaul, do you still have a great relationship?
Well, of course. She's been lovely to me. I mean, we don't hang out every day and go to lunch. Michelle Visage and I, you know, hang out a little more often. But with Ru, because when Ru is filming the show, Ru does everything related to the show in town. And then when he's not filming, he heads to his house, his little fancy ranch that he has. So he doesn't hang out in the city as much, but anything I've asked for, you know, for instance, to be in the first movie, he was more than happy to do that. He does the intro for my show that I travel with. He records that for me. So very lovely. And I was able to film this last season. I got to do an episode, and it was great to just go back and see him. But he's quite lovely. I mean, you know, there's nothing bad I can say, truly. Changed my life, you know?
I'm going to get a hold of you in South Africa. We're going to have a bit of a party. I'm going to take you to meet some fabulous people. And you know what? We're going to turn you into a South African. That's our plan.
Sign me the fuck up. I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
The one and only, you superstar. We can't wait to have you. Thank you for making the show beautiful this morning. Bianca Del Rio from the United States. Be well, my friend, and can't wait to have you with us.
I'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Cheers, babe. Wow, that was an incredible... Have you heard his laugh?
Hurricane Bianca, is it this laugh?
Well, 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 I hope you bitches are ready.
Is that the one?
That's the laugh.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're all going to be laughing along with him / her.
It is happening the 10th of August at the Artscape Opera House and the 11th of August at Monte Cassino at the Teatro at 8 p.m. Tickets can be bought at CompuTicket. It's going to be a smash. He is brilliant. He rips the audiences to pieces.
So good. It's funny what you were saying to him in the interview about, Trump and the Kardashians kind of insulting themselves. I wonder if he gets worried about his future work. You know, it's like, flip. I'm going to become, you know... obsolete.
I've got to tell you, that's the exclusive interview with Bianca Del Rio, which is really great. So I'm happy we got it, man. Excellent.
Yeah, amazing stuff.
This is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous with the one and only Nathan Rowe and Alan Ford here on CliffCentral.com. It's good to be with you. We're going to go to the telecom lines. We're going to go to chat to Mr. Eric Butter, the president and the founder of Mr. Gay World. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Eric, it's such an honor to firstly be a part of this competition. I was quite surprised and skeptical initially, but the work that you guys are doing is incredible, and thank you for bringing it to South Africa.
Thank you very much. I love South Africa. We all love South Africa in the Mr. Gay World organization.
Eric, what made you pick NASNA and South Africa in particular? And you need to speak up. Sorry, you're very soft.
Sorry, said that again?
Just speak up. You're quite soft.
Okay. I'll raise my voice. Okay.
What made you pick South Africa?
Look, I love South Africa. I've been there 6 times, and every time I've been there, the people are just wonderful, amazing, really, all across the board. And also, it's just such a beautiful country. The nature and everything is just absolutely beautiful. And Mr. Gables was hosted there twice before, so this was the third time. And I absolutely admire the work ethics of South Africans. So it was very easy to pick South Africa for my 10th anniversary. And also, we always feel very, very, very welcome in South Africa, especially in NYSA, by the mayor and everybody around and everything. Yes, definitely.
The interesting thing about this competition, it's not about winning prizes. This is about what you can learn from one another and what you can take back to your gay, to the gay communities around the world. Please explain this.
Yes, look, Mr. Gay World, it's about creating a platform and a safe space for men all over the world to come together and share their stories. They learn from each other and take back home what they learned at the competition. So ultimately, crowning a winner, there will be a spokesperson, a positive role model for the youth to help them realize and accept who they are. So I consider Mr. Gabriel to be an enabler of education. And also, through the competition, we will showcase gay men from all over the world to create awareness and visibility of the LGBTQ+ community.
Well, I must say, Eric, I think what you did was a great, great job. I love the fact that it turned into the Pink Lurie Festival. Well, it was a part of that. I'm so impressed that your committee and your board has a few South African members on it. It's proud to see that. And, of course, people from throughout the world. And that ultimately it's about promoting equality and love and kindness and care and charity and brotherhood. Brotherhood.
Yes, that's right. Definitely.
We're excited to announce, and I'm looking forward to attending because I'm going to be there. The next Mr. Gay World is happening in Hong Kong, China. An interesting destination. Why did you pick Hong Kong, China?
Look, first, my aim with Mr. Gay World is to travel all over the world. I want Mr. Gay World to be hosted in every continent in the world. I yet need to go to Latin America, but the first Mr. Gay World was held in North America. So yeah, I want to travel, you know, with the competition to be hosted everywhere. And especially in such a country with a rich culture like South African, you know, you guys have so much culture, and rich history and all this and that. So colorful, really. So in China, I thought, okay, we want to go to a country that has a lot of history. And also how they're little by little trying to, like, breaking ground into LGBTQ+ issues. You know, so I was either going to Taiwan, which is about to legalize same-sex marriage, or China. You know, it's a little bit difficult, mainland China. But then Hong Kong, you know, it's right in between. And I've met an amazing group of Chinese men, LGBTQ+, you know, entrepreneurs that approached Mr. Gay World, wanting to host Mr. Gay World in China. And they chose Hong Kong to, you know, because it's such a big metropolis, it's very forward, and not Taiwan, but still, you know, Hong Kong. So
Eric, we're so proud of you. Thank you for bringing this here. Congratulations to Mr. Australia, Jordan Bruno, who came first. Second was Mr. New Zealand. Third was Mr. India. South Africa featured up there. I've got to tell you, for me, the national costumes look better than the Miss World and Miss Universe, and I've been to both those pageants. I've got to tell you, seriously. Yeah. But then, Eric...
We all love the national costumes. Yeah,
they were beautiful. But you think about most of the national costumes made for the Miss Universes and the Miss Worlds are made by gay men. If you think about it, so you would expect that.
Yes, that's right. That's so true.
Eric, enjoy. Thank you for being. I know that you're not in South Africa. Enjoy your time in Southern Africa before you head off to Australia. Again, it's been such an honor to be a part of this, and I will see you in Hong Kong.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for your phone call. Thank you.
Cheers,
I appreciate
my friend.
It.
Be good. And that is Eric Butter, the president and founder of Mr. Gay World. And that's what a great interview.
You know, I noticed Gareth Cliff walking past the window earlier, and has he been doing squats?
I don't know.
I mean, he's looking pretty good. What's that music? Where's that coming from?
Sing. It is the only competition. Waltzing Matilda with me.
Then down came a jumbuck to drink at that billabong.
Jumbuck.
Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. And he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a
waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag.
You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And... That, I've got to tell you, that was so... It is the only time where I was screaming crazy for South Africa and Australia and New Zealand at the same time. But at the end, I was screaming for Australia. It doesn't often happen.
So this wasn't a rugby match?
No, because then I would rather choke myself to death. Or a cricket match, because I'm South Africa all the way. But he was absolutely incredible. All the way from Australia. What a kind, wonderful man. And... He's our Mr. Gay World. He was crowned here in South Africa. His name is Jordan Bruno, and this is what he had to say. And on the line, he is from Australia, and he took the prestigious title of Mr. Gay World 2018. His name is Jordan Bruno. Jordan, welcome to the line, and congratulations on your title.
G'day. Thanks for having me, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jordan, I think the most important question is, and this is the question that was asked on the night, is why is Mr. Gay World relevant? And most importantly, why did you enter and what do you hope to achieve?
I mean, I think it's relevant just because it unites people from across the world to fight for LGBTI causes. So it's bringing attention to different nations that might not get visibility or coverage, unless they had some kind of contact or support network in other places in the world. So it is really uniting people fighting for the same thing, but across the world. So it's definitely relevant, extremely important, and I can't wait to do some great things with the title.
Jordan, I mean, you're not shy to the media world. I mean, you were in My Kitchen Rules in Australia. You won a hell of a lot of the challenges. You're a chef. You've written cookbooks. This is just going to uplift that status to some extent. But how important is it to use it for the LGBT plus community?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, I've done a bit of media work before, and everything I have done has had an LGBTI focus. So all my cookbooks, all profits go to LGBTI charities. And I've got a cooking school that specializes in mental health issues and uniting young kids and creating healthy support networks. So going forward, it's the exact same thing. I'm just going to use this platform to support the broader LGBTI community on an international scale and still continue my cooking in the limelight, but with a focus on advocacy and ambassador work for this community that does need support because we have a long way to go.
Jordan, interesting countries, places like Nepal, India, Taiwan, places where it's illegal to some extent to be gay. Of course, we had a lot of European countries. We had South Africa. I mean, this is an incredible, important event. I mean, do you not agree?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, to me, especially places like India where it's illegal to kiss a man in public, it's incredibly brave for a delegate to put his hand up and be like, I'm an ambassador of this country and for this community, so I'm going to come here and I'm going to fight. I mean, India, he even asked me to... Oh, sorry.
That's an you're at the airport. Don't apologize. Yes, so at the moment, you're touring South Africa as before you fly back to Australia.
Okay, so cut this out, hey?
No, leave it. Don't leave your baggage unattended.
You're right? Oh, my God. I'm just about to catch a flight. But, like, I'll start again because you can maybe cut that out. But it's incredibly important for countries like India and Nepal to do these things because it is illegal to be gay in those countries, or at least publicly. So to put your hand up and say, I'm going to be an advocate for this country, is incredibly courageous. I mean, Mr. India even asked if he could kiss me in a photo, and they published it in the photo, knowing that it is illegal, but he wanted to be visible to the broader LGBTI community where he is. So to me, that's incredibly brave, and I can't respect these guys enough.
Jordan, what do you hope to achieve with the title going forward? Now you've been, what do you hope to do? What do you hope to do on an international scale?
I've got a plan. Don't worry, Alan. This guy's got a plan. So I want to create a line of LGBTI videos for within the community, so targeting fem-shaming, body-shaming, lesbian inclusion, transsexual awareness. We have a lot of issues to deal with within our community, and then I'm going to go broader. I'm going to release cookbooks with all profits going to different causes in Indonesia and in India, and then I'm just going to be a voice and campaign for marriage equality in the places that don't have it. I'm now a voice of LGBTI people across the world, so my cause is their cause. And I'm going to do some amazing work and fight for what I believe.
Jordy, I've got to tell you something. The minute I met you, firstly, you're my little brother, and I dig you. I think you're incredible. But most important...
Alan, you're an amazing man.
But I loved you, and I just thought it's incredible. And I can't wait for you to come to South Africa, and I'll be in Australia for us to do some work together. I can't wait to create international television shows with you. I really can't. But the thing is that... You're a good man, and that stems from the wonderful family you have, your close relationship with your mother.
Very lucky.
You're a first generation Australian. Your father, your parents are from Malta and from Italy. Incredible the family that you have and the love that you have.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the most beautiful mum in the whole world, and my dad is so supportive. I mean, it took a long time for them to deal with my sexuality. But now that they have, our relationship could have been closer. And she really is my best friend, my soulmate, my business partner. And I'm so lucky to have her. And my dad's the same. So I'm very blessed to have a great supportive family. And they back me on all of this. When I need to run campaigns, my mum is by my side handing out the material. So very blessed. And it's because of circumstance that I'm able to give back. And it's the least I can do, to be honest.
Jordan, I want people to see what you look like because you are phenomenally good looking. You are, but you didn't play on your looks, did you?
No, and looks don't matter. I don't want to be perceived and be recognised because of the way I look. You know, I'm a pear. Some people love pears. Alan, you love pears. But some people like apples. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is how much you love yourself. Really, it shouldn't matter how the world perceives you and how you look, essentially. So everyone needs to embrace their looks. But yes, if you're into pairs, then I might be your type.
I think you're a good man, Jordy, and I know you're a good man. I cannot wait to speak to you. Please, South Africa loves you, by the way. We love you here.
No, I love South Africa. I'm so lucky to be in this country. I mean, I'm about to fly out, so I apologize for the background noises, but it's the most beautiful place I've been, and I promise I'll be back, and I can't wait to hopefully tell everyone in Australia they need to come to South Africa, because it really is a special place.
I want to thank you, Jordan, for joining us. Look, enjoy the rest of your time in South Africa. I know that you're off to the game reserve right now, off to the bush, and have the best time, my boy. Congratulations. Thanks, Mr. Alan. Gay World 2018, Jordan Bruno. See you soon. Cheers, boy. Cheers, God, brother. God bless.
And what an incredible man. What an incredible man. What an incredible competition. Now, I want to tell you one of the highlights for this competition was when a woman called Lena Mahul came to the stage. And I want to tell you a bit about this, Nathan, because I'm gonna blow you away. Lena is an international singer and songwriter who was born in the USA, but her parents are from Palestinian heritage. Lena won The Voice Israel, which is possibly one of the most incredible television experiences and achievements, musically and culturally, because she was the first Palestinian to ever win a major TV show chosen by the Israeli public. And it shows you that music can bridge the divide. Just listen firstly to the way she sings in Arabic and Aramaic.
I'm feeling my gay thoughts disappear.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Okay. So I've got to tell you something. This is really absolutely incredible. But it shows you the prestigiousness of this competition that they brought this international star, one of the best-selling artists in the Middle East. Lena Mahul from Israel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you, Alan?
I'm so proud to be able to speak to you. I can't wait for you to come back to South Africa. You blew our socks off. Thank you so much for making us so happy.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to be back in South Africa. It's always such a pleasure.
I mean, you came out to do this competition. I mean, and you judged the competition. How important was this competition to you, for example, as a person that is always fought for human rights within your own cultures, within the Israeli, Lebanese, Palestinian communities, the Middle Eastern communities?
Yes. First of all, I love to support every, you know, minority. I love to support love. I love to support freedom. I love to support equality to everyone. And I see that the LGBTQ+ community is such a loving and supportive and pure community. And I think we all should just support it, because, like, all they want is love and equality. And that's all what we want, right? Like,
everybody,
all over the world, that's what people, everybody wants, love and equality. So I think it's very important. And I took it as a personal mission after I got to know a few of, you know, of Palestinian and Arab people who are gays, and they had so many troubles coming out. So I said, okay, I'm taking this as a personal mission to support them all over the world.
And I thank you for doing that on behalf of all the incredible people of the world. Last September, you supported Queen and Adam
yes, I have.
Lambert doing three songs in front of hundreds and thousands of people, opening their show. Lena, again, you worked and did versions of Alicia Keys' stuff, The Holy War, with your own Arabic lyrics and flavor. You have, you have 34 million fans across the world on social media. And of course, your debut album, Can't Keep Falling, was incredible. And it's done phenomenal around the world.
What do you think?
You know, I think, being a Lebanese South African, when you hear Arabic and Aramaic music and you hear Hebrew music and you hear that Middle Eastern music mixed with English and contemporary music, it's quite spiritual, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I think that whenever it comes from the heart and when it comes from, you know, the real place and the right place, it gets to other hearts. So like whenever I sing in Arabic, I just bring, you know, the real Lina. And I think that people connect to it.
And I think so, that's, I think people connect because it shows you variety, and that's the spice of life. It's about variety. Lina, if we look at some of the most other incredible things that you've done, you are one of the very first people to perform at Tel Aviv Pride in front of 200,000 or 300,000 people. And in doing so, being the first Arab female singer to publicly go out and support gay pride and lesbian and gay and lesbian communities, the LGBT community.
That's right.
How was that?
I don't know how it happened, but I'm just so happy that it happened because I couldn't ask for a better audience and for a better crowd than the LGBTQ plus community all over the world. It's just amazing. I can't even explain. Like, I've been twice to South Africa now to support the LGBTQ plus events in South Africa. And I've been supporting, like, them in everywhere. Here in Israel, in Europe, in the UK, in South Africa. And hopefully, you know, the rest of the world.
Lina, not so much in Lebanon. But especially perhaps more in the bottom of Lebanon and Palestine. We're seeing people can't come out and they battle. How do you help them? Your friends? What support do you give them? Tell me about that.
I think I just go for my dreams and I just work hard and I do my best to fulfill everything and to open doors and hearts and, you know, let people believe in themselves, like that anything is possible. If I made it, like, as a Palestinian here in Israel, that means that you can do anything everywhere.
I think that is.
And in my audition on The Voice, I sang Alicia Keys' song, Empire State of Mind. And one of the lines that I feel most connected to is, if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere.
Yeah,
so
that's so true. We haven't picked that song to play you out. I want to play Hallelujah. You won The Voice Israel on this song, did you not?
That's correct, yes.
And you sang it in Hebrew, Arabic, and in English. You've sang it around the world. And this is the song that you won it on. Why is the song by Cohen so important to you?
Actually, it was one of my favorites since I was a little girl. And before getting on The Voice, that was like my main song. Everywhere I went to perform, you know, school and conservatory where I studied music, that was my song, the song that I always performed. And making it to the big finals of The Voice, it was so important to me to take such a significant song to me that went with me everywhere I went and to sing it. And it's like some kind of prayer, you know?
It is a prayer. It is a prayer. And you're a godsend. So thank you to all the prayers that go to you, my dear. Lina, I want you to come to South Africa. I want you to stand amongst your fellow Lebanese, Palestinian, Israeli, South African people, and
all your LGBT fans.
And all your fans.
Yes, let's connect everyone.
And let's connect everyone. I know that you're heading back to Tel Aviv as we speak. Well, I mean, you're in Israel. We pray for all the people of the Holy Land. We pray for them. And we hope that peace in the Middle East and peace for gay people and for people all around the world.
Amen to that. Peace to everyone.
Thank you. The one and only Lina Maho. Please look her up on YouTube. She is absolutely incredible. We love you, dear. Godspeed.
I love you so much.
Cheers. I love her. She is the best and she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. But listen to the song that she won The Voice and she sings Hallelujah. This is a tribute to peace in the world, peace amongst all human beings. And most importantly, Nathan, listen to me when I say this, the peace of people having human rights and of love. there's so many beautiful versions on YouTube where she's got Hebrew and Arabic. So yeah, we got you're gonna love it. You're gonna download everything.
Yeah, she's beautiful and wow, how what a beautiful person.
Hey? How beautiful is she?
So you actually got to meet her at
yes, and I took Gay. Because when she started singing Arabic, I didn't see this coming.
Because I saw your photos on Facebook, and I'm not gonna lie, it was a bit of a sausage fest. Where was the pictures of her?
She's all over. She's the front page of my WhatsApp.
Okay, I'm gonna go stalk you after the show.
We're on WhatsApp.
And by you, I mean her.
She's brilliant. And as a musician, you'd love her because I'd love to bring her to South Africa, have Swing City. She sings pop music and then she goes into this beautiful folk Arabic music and Hebrew music. It's beautiful. It really is. And I want to thank Alina Mahul for joining us on the line all the way from Israel. Incredible show. We've had people from LA. We've got people from Eric Butters in Mauritius at the moment. We've got Jordan Bruno, Australia. We've got Lena in Tel Aviv. It's quite a show, eh?
Wow. Yeah.
Quite a show.
International and fabulous.
I know. This is like so cool.
Yeah. I'm still feeling pretty fab.
You are fab.
Yeah.
It's so fab. I haven't asked you how your week's been.
Have I changed? It's actually great, you know. I got a new tooth. I was in a bar fight.
You were in a bar fight?
And a tooth got knocked
out. Where were you in a
bar
fight?
A while ago, about a year ago.
Listen, there was no bar fight in Iceland, I tell you.
I'm sure.
Well, I mean, it was all love and beauty.
Hard to fight when you're drinking cocktails. Sorry, stereotyping again.
So stereotypical. Yeah, sure. This is cliffcentral.com and this is The Unview with myself, Alan Ford, and Nathan Rowe. It's really good to be with you. And this show is going to be podcast around the world, even though we're live at the moment.
You'd think that drinking cocktails was actually more dangerous because they got those little umbrellas with the spiky ends.
I know, and you've got glasses that you could just poke someone with.
Sure.
Just you break the bottom of the glass.
Wow. Jeepers. You went all like London there.
I kind of all leb there on you.
Yeah. Chelsea smile.
Well, Karabo Morake proudly represented South Africa. We're trying to get him on the line, so I hope we will chat to him in a moment. We'll chat to Benediction Zubane from Mango Airlines. Benediction, also incredible to see him and his wife come through to the pageant and they judged Mango. It sounds incredible, but you know, it's people don't realize that that a lot of you know, you don't get the support from big corporates in the LGBT, you know, TI++ communities. You don't get it.
And did he close off the event?
No, but the what do you mean?
Sorry, I'm making my dad jokes. Because his name's Benediction.
Oh, it's so bad.
I know. I've been a bit worried about that actually. What? I've been telling dad jokes more and more.
Have you got the Mango song from me?
Yeah.
Ah.
Of course, one of our favorite national treasures,
yeah.
Claire Johnson and friends.
Yes.
Yeah, they wrote that song a little while ago. Do you remember it?
Something to eat. Hey, here's a dress called Raggedy. Now to cat bunny hat, what you got for me?
Mango.
Hey girl, say hey.
In the name of Mango and Mango Groove, one and only Benediction Zubane, the head of marketing for Mango Airlines. Ben, thank you for joining. Benediction, thank you for joining us on the line. Did you hear the song we dedicated to you from Mango Groove? Mango.
I did, Ellen, and it was fantastic. How are you?
I'm so good, Benediction. Firstly, I want to just say something to you. We've had an incredible show. We've had Lena on the show, Eric Butter. We had Jordan Bruno. We're going to have Karabo on shortly. Eden Michelle was meant to come into studio, but I've got to say something. First and foremost, you and your wife looked incredible, but to have corporate South Africa getting behind this, why did you do this?
Thank you so much. Listen, I think it was actually very simple. When we got the invitation from Pink Glory, also trying to understand that it wasn't just about Pink Glory, it was also about Mardi Gras Arts Festival, latching on also on the Mr. Gay World opportunity. So, and you must remember, Nice Now was always a challenge for us. I mean, from the fires last year, this time around, we saw it defeating from a mango perspective that we do something noble. And when Pink Gloria and John in particular came to us and said, hey guys, we have this opportunity, we saw it very much befitting. And I must indicate, it was more or less in line with our brand strategy, because we always have an outreach focus, especially from where we sit as a brand. We embrace diversity and we make sure that we support whatever noble cause, and in particular human rights, let alone the gay rights.
Benediction, it is so important to show that corporate South Africa is inclusive across the board, and I'm so happy that you and of course you know, your airline got involved here, because it really was a big stamp. I know it sounds strange, but we don't get those stamps in the gay and lesbian communities that is often needed.
Yeah, as I said, Alan, I mean the whole issue for us, we embrace diversity. We have an outreach program. We also make sure that we tap into the unclosed market. So for us, it was an opportunity, not only from a business imperative perspective, but because we care as a brand, to make sure that we tap into that that opportunity and aspect. And then we uplift communities. And that's Mr. Gay World gave us a perfect opportunity to be executive.
Was it interesting being a judge and seeing how brilliant the costumes were and the outfits were? And it's quite impressive.
Listen, as a straight guy,
I'm a straight guy.
You know it. So I had some reservations when I actually got the invitation. But having said that, you know what? My experience throughout the judging process was awesome. I must indicate when I had to tap into the emotions of all the contestants and how they go through cyber, you know, victimization or attack, and how they drove their campaign. And above all, I mean, their character. It wasn't just about judging from their physique or their beauty or mental capacity, but it was more on the character and how they related to making sure that not only gay rights are enshrined, but also human rights, because for me that was very important. So it gave me that opportunity to understand the gay community, and I must indicate the gay community is a very warm community. And at no stage would I resist another request to judge in this particular context.
I thank you very kindly, sir. I really mean that. And I've got to tell you that this is how we break the divide between corporate and different communities. And you know what? I think that on this weekend, Madiba, people that created our constitution, people that have understood what it's like to be victimized, what it feels like to be victimized, can understand and can have empathy and love and compassion for all people. And I thank you for being one of those people. You seriously, I'm only flying Mango Airlines. Seriously, I've told my whole team we're going Mango. That's it.
No,
that's brand
new. Yeah, fantastic, Alan. And this is not necessarily, you know what I want to also urge everyone out there to understand. Mango is not just after profit. Mango is a caring brand. And also remember, the platform gave us an opportunity. We are a domestic airline. However, we wanted to tap into the global space. And that's why when we got the invitation to be part of the Mr. Gay World, we understood it from that perspective that we'll be tapping into contestants that represent their respective countries. And I must indicate, when you look at our colors, the orange, I mean, the Pink Glory is dominated by the color pink, but on that event, we managed to color that event orange, which is something that we pride ourselves as Mango. Would appreciate if you and others can use our platform, and that's why we're in this business.
You could have mixed the two colors and made a beautiful sunset together.
I agree. Beautiful sunset, pink and orange. The one and only Benediction Zubani, the head of marketing for FlyMango.com. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Cheers.
Take care.
And we'll connect soon. Wow, incredible show, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And it is good to see like corporates getting it's behind so things. Because, cool. You know, certain things are too, these days, you know, where everyone's offended, corporates are too scared to get involved with anything that could be controversial.
You take Mango Airlines linked to South African Airways, you can't get proud of that. Come on. And of course, come on, every fruit salad needs a mango.
Oh, I see what you did there, Alan.
Sure. I did on the night.
That was a fabulous joke.
Okay, now hold on. We have a song that we're going to dedicate to the show. It's just a song about love and human rights, but I think it was sung in the late 80s by a band called Joy. And it's a song about if we don't pull things together and we don't bring our love together, the paradise of the world, through inequality and through stupidity, will burn down. So, you take Nathan, this is your moment, baby. I'll back you up.
Yeah, let me just get my guitar quick.
Okay, let's go. This is for all of you.
Come with me down Paradise Road. This way, please. I'll carry your load. This you won't believe. Come with me to paradise skies. Look outside and open your eyes. This you must believe. There are better days before us, and a burning bridge behind. The sky is smoking, the sky is blazing. There's a woman waiting, weeping, and a young man barely beating. All for love. Paradise is almost closing down.
Beautiful song.
Let's
and relevant.
Another, let's do another verse. Come
you want to do another verse?
Yeah.
You take one.
We'll do it together. Let's do it on the top.
I'll join you in the chorus.
Come with me down Paradise Road. This way, please. I'll carry your load. This you must believe. Come with me down Paradise skies. Look outside, it'll open your eyes. This you must believe. There are better days before us, and a burning bridge behind. The sky is smoking, the sky is blazing. There's a woman waiting, weeping, and a young man nearly beaten. All for love. Paradise is almost closing down.
Paradise is almost closing down.
Paradise.
Jane's even smiling at us. You know why?
'Cause you must believe. You must believe.
You must believe.
You must believe.
You must believe.
Whoa. You must believe, you must believe, you must believe. Oh, you must believe,
you must believe,
you must believe.
Oh, believe,
you must believe.
Paradise is almost closing down.
Paradise is almost closing.
Paradise is almost closing down.
Wow.
And that was...
We've never rehearsed that, eh?
No, that was quite good was for quite on, good. On the cuff.
On the cuff.
Sure. What a show.
What a show. What a show, Nathan Rowe.
And we have to get out of here now. It's a little bit sad.
It has been such a great show.
I have to go back to my straight life.
I've got to go back to my... Oh, well, you see, I've got the fabulous life.
Can just continue on being fabulous. I have to shut it off now, get back in that closet.
Yeah, shame. You We've got a great show lined up next week. I've just got to tell you, so many great things happening. I want to just also congratulate our Miss South Africa. She's quite beautiful. We'll get her on the show shortly and quite soon. I want to thank our very special guest, Eric Butter, president, founder of Mr. Gay World. We had Jordan Bruno, who is our current, who just won the Mr. Gay World. We had Lena Mahul, all the way from Tel Aviv. She's the top Middle East pop singer at the moment. Go and look her up on YouTube, by the way. I want to thank Benedict Zubani from Mango. And, of course, coming to South Africa, Bianca Del Rio. It's going to be fun.
And we also had Nathan Rowe pushing all the buttons to get those international calls.
I love you, Nate. Because this is the Unview,
the Thin,
the Rich,
and the Fabulous.
Central.com.